Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted to be on the line with you on tonight, because this is Praying with Power and Love. I feel the presence of God here, and God is going to do some great things in our lives. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to have prayer. And we're going to go into the throne in prayer, and then God wants us to do an activity, because I was speaking as the revelation had come to me, and I want to share it with the people, because this not only affects me, but it affects many different people. And God speaks about territory and space. And the reason why, I want you to understand that God is real, and many people have already experienced this. God has proven himself so many times, but God says sometimes there are unbelievers who are listening, and they're trying to decide. So we're going to go through the revelation of God, and I don't know what that is. We're going to go through the revelation of God about territory and space, and how in heaven, and God says with his blessings, we don't downsize. He says we put those things to good kingdom use. So we're going to talk about territory and space after we finish our Psalm 139, after we finish our prayers. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you for tuning in. Be sure to bring somebody with you on the next time. If you're able to, go ahead and text someone and tell them to listen in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. And let me go ahead and plug in all of, while you're texting, your friends and your family about the best show online. Let me go ahead and plug in our electricity and our power so that we will not lose any power doing this powerful, powerful ministry, because we can't afford to miss the revelation of God. Amen. 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 And you're going to need some paper and something to write with, by the way. All right, while you're texting, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the doers of his holy word. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready to get into our powerful praying position. Did you hear what I said? Our powerful praying position. We're praying with love and power from all over the world. However it is that you want to pray, whether it's on your knees, whether it's your face to the ground, whether it's in your bed, whether it's looking up towards heaven way, we're going to pray and surrender unto God. Put your hand on your chest. God is with us, therefore he shall not be removed. I really want to pray for anyone who has lost a loved one, anyone who's lost a child, anyone who has anyone missing, anyone who's recovering from any type of sickness or illness. Praise God. Thank you for joining. Anyone who's listening in the nursing homes, bless you. Anyone who's listening as they're out on their way to work, bless you. Anyone who's listening while they're at work, don't get in trouble. Amen. Praise God. I just thank each and every one of you for listening. Put your hand on your chest, because God is good. Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. Thank God. Thank God. Put your hand on your chest. We're going to dim the lights, and you can keep the lights on if you want to, but I don't want any distractions, any disturbances. We're going into God in a prayer. We're praying for breakthroughs. We're thanking God for breakthroughs. Amen. We're praying for increased territory. God says it's here. He spoke it. He says we're not downsizing anything. God is healing individuals. He's setting people free. He's rehabilitating individuals. Praise God. There are people who need prayer. They said, pray for me. They say, pray for these two individuals. They said, pray for these four individuals. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for our children. We're going to pray for our parents. We're going to pray for our communities. We're going to pray for the presidential elects. We're going to pray for the churches and the pastors and the leaders who are going to get all of these influx of people. We're going to pray for God just for dealing with us. Sometimes we're hard-headed. We're going to pray for the movement forward with revelations. We're going to pray for those who are down and out. We're going to pray for those who are homeless. We're just going to pray for whomever God puts on our hearts. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for this at freetoloveshow.com because many new things are occurring. We're going to be on many platforms, many places we've never been, but God is always with us, and the word of God shall go forth. We're going to pray for other ministries. We're going to pray for our gospel artists, praise God. We're going to pray for any type of artist or group that's trying to get together but can't. We're going to pray for those who are sick. We're going to pray for those who are afflicted. We're going to pray for those with disturbed minds. We're going to pray for individuals who have had heart attacks and strokes. We're going to pray for individuals who need health. We're going to pray for individuals who are currently experiencing difficulty in breathing. We're going to pray for individuals with any type of back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. In the name of Jesus, we're going to ask for those particular things be moved with the touch of God. We're going to pray for those who are in the bed in the hospitals listening right now. We're going to pray for an increase in their health. We're going to pray to God for financial breakthroughs. We're going to pray to God for our college students. We're going to pray to God for those who are on these dangerous streets and highways, truck drivers, police officers, military personnel. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for those who despitefully misuse us without a cause. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for difficult spirits. Amen. We're going to pray for those spirits who know God and those who don't. Amen. We're going to pray for everybody. Everybody's going to be covered. We're praying for everybody. I told you to select three different states. If everybody selects, there's a lot of people on the line. It's at least 50 people on this line right now listening. If you select a state, it doesn't matter what state you select. If you select a state and you pray for that state, pray for those people, I guarantee you God will do something different. I guarantee you God will change it. I'm praying for Chicago. I'm praying for Texas, and I'm praying for Detroit. I'm praying for those three. Amen. You pray for three as well. All right, we're going to pray to God because God is getting ready to do some great things, and we want to make sure that we're found doing the right thing. Remember that God said our breakthrough comes when we are abstaining from gossip and talking about people and doing people wrong. Amen. So we have to do right by people, everybody. Amen. And we have to pray. We have to pray. You shouldn't have any enemies, right? You shouldn't have any enemies. You should have difficult spirits, but not enemies. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters, not just our biological brothers and sisters, but our brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter what color they are, no matter who they are, no matter what they believe in, no matter what they do, we still have to love a person. That's our job. Somebody asks you what your job is as Christian, you tell them love. That's your job. That's our job. Amen? So let's get ready to pray. As I said before, I'm excited and delighted to be with you on tonight, anytime that I can share the ministry with my fellow sisters and brothers in Christ and my family and everyone else. It makes me happy, man. So we're getting ready to play the music. Sense of my joy. We're going to pray unto God, and if another song comes on, well and good. Amen. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida. Love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head, Lord, and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down in the very image of death and this morning's arising. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to open up our eyes and see another day. And even if somebody didn't open up their eyes and they were still breathing, they were able to witness your goodness, Lord, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we go to the hospitals and we ask, Lord, would you continue to touch each patient, whether it's a child or adult, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Would you bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord? Whatever it is that's ailing their bodies, we ask, would you touch them and help them to arise? Then, Lord, we thank you for those who are coming out in rehabilitation, Lord, because you didn't have to keep them, but you decided to spare their lives. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, would they continue to get better each and every day? And while they're getting better, would they seek you more and begin to be with you more and begin to understand the closeness, put your hand on your chest, that you are with them, Lord? Then, Lord, we thank you for those who are contemplating going in the hospital. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless them in a big, major way? Would you bless them to go into the hospitals understanding that you are God and you are the Alpha and Omega and the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and you are the ones who are over the physicians and the doctors and everyone, Heavenly Father. And we just ask, would you bless them to put their health in your hands? Then, Lord, we thank you for the miracles that we are witnessing. People who were sick, now they're out and they're doing well. People who was almost had a bad report, but now they're doing well. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Then we ask, Heavenly Father, those particular concerns that people have brought to us about family members and about friends, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever it is, would you touch right now, Lord? If there's healing that needs to be done, would you do that? If there's surgery that needs to be done, Lord, we ask, would you do that, Heavenly Father? And we ask, would you put that family at peace, Lord, and would you spare lives right now in the name of Jesus? Because we know you can do it, Lord. You promised, Heavenly Father, that you were going to give us the desires of our heart, but it has to be in the will. And we ask that we continue to remain in the will of God so that we can continue to propel forward in our prayers and so that we can be sincerely walking this path called a destiny, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the bereaved families, those families who have lost someone. It doesn't matter if they're famous, Lord. It doesn't matter if they're a regular person like me. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you comfort them and let them know that you are God and let them know that you are with them. Put your hand on your chest, Lord, and that you will never leave nor forsake us, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that confirmation and affirmation. We thank you for being able to go to bed at night and knowing that when we arise, you're going to be the same God that you was the day before, Lord. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless those who are in the churches, the ministers, the apostles, the prophets. Would you give them the ear to hear your voice, to give direction unto the people, because there are people seeking the direction of you, Heavenly Father. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless each church, Lord, all over this land and country. It doesn't matter if it's a small church, a large church, or if it's no church at all. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the church to increase, not only increase in the word of God, but to increase with people, Lord, so that souls can be saved, liberated, and free, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our youth, Heavenly Father. There are so many youth who are dying in this street. We ask in the name of Jesus, whatever spirit it is, would you rebuke it, Heavenly Father, for my youth. Bless them to stop being so hard-headed and to listen to their mothers and fathers and grandparents and aunties and uncles, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to protect and bless those who are in colleges, Lord, trying to advance their degrees. Help them to stay on the right road. We understand that they want to have fun, but we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to lead them in the right path? And, Lord, if they step out, almost misstep, we ask, would you put them back in line? We thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you for the success. We thank you for the defeats. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountains. We thank you for the yeses, and we thank you for the noes. And we thank you for this ministry, Lord, and we ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be something that you are acceptable and pleased with. Would you continue to send people, Heavenly Father, who love you just as I do? Would you continue to send people, Lord, who are allowing their light to shine so that the world can see, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our schools all over this land and country. Would you bless each administrator? Would you bless each teacher? Would you bless each worker who helps keep the schools? Heavenly Father, would you bless the culinary staff, Heavenly Father? Would you bless those who just are around the school, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a very special way, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promises, and we thank you for the plan, and we thank you for just being there for us, Heavenly Father, and continuously keeping us, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in the community that help, those who help our students, those who help within the churches, those who are just there for us. We say thank you, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask you, would you bless the parents all over this world, Heavenly Father, who have to deal with us hard-head kids, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the parents no matter how old they are, Lord? Would you bless them in the health manner, Lord? Would you bless them in the finance manner, Heavenly Father? And then would you bless them to grow more in you and have faith and continue to have faith, Lord? Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless those children who are displaced, Heavenly Father, whether they're missing, whether they're not with their parents, Lord, whether they're in foster homes, whether they're in convalescent homes, whether they're in hospitals. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, put your hand on your chest. Would you be there close to them and give them comfort and love and send people within their lives that will help them, Heavenly Father, and bless them, Heavenly Father. Well, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promises. We thank you for the plans, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each guest who comes on the ministry tomorrow? Bless those individuals who are singing for you, Lord, and those individuals who are acting on television, Heavenly Father. Continue to increase them, Lord Jesus. Continue to increase their visibility and bless them, Heavenly Father, in a major, major way. Bless their families, Heavenly Father, and their children, Lord, and any viewers who watch them. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for success in their episodes. We ask for success in their acting careers, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our city officials as we step into new domains and new territories all over the state and country, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the appointment that you gave, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask, will we make the decisions that's best, Lord, for our children, the decisions that's best for the cities and states, the decisions that are best for each and every person, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the elevation. We thank you for the nomination, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, as we walk out into the world, that we continue to be lights, Heavenly Father, and that our light never go out, Heavenly Father, but our light remains on so that people can know that we serve a true and living God, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cleanse us from the top to the bottom? Whatever is not like you, would you remove it out of our bodies in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless everything that we touch? Would you bless each student who's taking a test, whether it's a 6-week test, whether it's a regular test, whether it's a state test, Lord, whether it's a medical test? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, would you touch right now? And whatever they need, Lord, would you give it to them so that they can experience success? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victory. We thank you for the plan. We thank you for the breakthrough, and we thank you for the elevation, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to increase the territory, Heavenly Father, and help us to understand that we must increase our faith in you, and we must utilize the resources that you give us. Now, Lord Jesus, this is a personal prayer. We ask that, Lord, everything that these hands touch would it succeed. I ask that you continue to bless my eyes to look up unto you, Lord, and I ask you, would you bless this mouth to be a mouthpiece, Heavenly Father, of righteousness. And I ask you, would you bless these feet, Lord, to walk into your path and to do your will, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus for everything that you've done for me and my family, and not just me and my family, but my friends as well, my church members, and everybody else, Lord. I ask in the name of Jesus, would you provide an umbrella over us, Heavenly Father, and bless us, and let your blessings rain down whatever people need, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to stay grounded, Lord. Help us to stay under your umbrella, Heavenly Father. Help us to stay on our knees and pray, and help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to listen to the voice of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each prayer that has been rendered, Lord, because we know that you're going to answer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in a few minutes for the revelation that you're going to give that's going to help us on this life journey. Then, Lord, we just ask, would you bless each person who's on this line, Lord, and those who are coming, and those who will listen to this a little bit later, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we praise you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal each person, Heavenly Father, who needs healing? Would you deliver each person who needs delivering? And would you set each person free who needs to be set free, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender unto you right now. We put our hands up, put your hands up, and we extend our hands to you, Heavenly Father. And our eyes are looking up, Heavenly Father, in the very image how you hung on the cross, Lord. We surrender unto you, Lord, and we ask that you do whatever you have to do to us, Heavenly Father, in order so that we can continue to walk into the pathway of righteousness and to the will of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for what you're going to do, what you have done, and what you did, Jesus. And then, Lord, we ask as we relinquish this prayer that we never be relinquished from your sight, Lord. This is one of your servants' prayers, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you touch each person who's on this line right now and touch their family, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity one more time to be able to see another day and to be able to be on the Africa Love Show just one more time. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. That was Oh Lord, How Excellent by Mr. Walt Whitman. And we're going to allow that music to play a little bit more. We're going to get ready for the revelation of God And I want you to understand that the revelation is going to be about the increase of territory, the increase of your life, the increase of a blessing. And God has a revelation to give, because this not only affects me, but it affects you as well, if you are listening. And so God wants us to focus on the increase that he is getting ready to give. God said this is an increment. He said this is a season of increase, and a season could be a day, it could be a week. But he said this is a season of increase, and he wants us to understand that he is the giver of all increases in any manner. And so what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper, and the revelation of God is going to come forth. As I said before, none of this is scripted when I get on this ministry. It's all about God, and it's all about his revelation, and it's about what God wants to do. I'm just the overseer. I just get on the ministry, and I give you what God gives me. So the revelation of God, I want you to write increase. If you hear some pauses, it's because we're listening to the voice of God. If you don't believe in God, then that's still fine, but God moves, he speaks, and he has his being. And so I definitely believe in God, and we're going to listen to the revelation. I want you to write down. I'm going to turn the music down just a little bit. Okay. I want you to write down increase on the left side. And I want you to put new life. Increase on the left side and new life on the right side. All right. When we speak about the increase of God, God says that this is what's going to happen in the increase. God says space. When we talk about space, we're not speaking of just space as in movement of space, but we're speaking about a place reserved just for God. And God says, when he becomes number one, he says your space automatically increases. Our space automatically increases because we're moving some things aside and we're allowing God to come in. So God says that's the first part. That's the first step of increase. He says that you have to, God says, God calls it a huge sacrifice. So if you're crying and you're hurting because you had to move someone aside or you had to walk away from something, God says that that's part of your increase because you have outgrown it. And it's gonna be a hurtful feeling. You're going to be emotional and sad, but you have to do it because this is your season for increase. If you're listening to this ministry, you're supposed to be listening, and you've been affected by it. That's how you know that this ministry is not just a ministry where we get on and we just make general statements. It's very strategic with this ministry. Amen. And so God says that some things that you want to put a fist up, just hold a fist real tight. He says some things that you want to hold on to. He says you're going to either receive the courage to let it go or God's going to take it. And it's going to be the hardest thing in your life. And you're going to feel like you've hit rock bottom, but just as you're falling, God says he picks us up. And God says that he then fills that space, whatever it is. God talks about sorrows. He talks about when you lose someone. God says that he takes that space. That's how we're able to make it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make it. You know, just think about a mother losing her child. God says he has to fill that space or else those parents won't make it. Amen? So God says that you're going to feel a little awkward. You're going to, something that you really love, someone that you really love, you might have to walk away. But God says that was for your good because your increase is here. That's number one. And that's probably the hardest thing. Once you can get over that hump, God says, once we can get over that hump, he says, then we can make it to the next step of the increase. The next step of the increase is when God begins to show his favor. God says that things that we don't even deserve. God says he gives favor through financial breakthroughs. You can put a dollar sign. He gives favor through, God says, peace in your life. He gives favor through removing anything that is hindering you from living. And God talks about, he talks about, the vision says, he talks about cancer, he talks about diabetes, he talks about different diseases that people are dealing with that causes them to high blood pressure, cholesterol. Like that's everybody. Everybody has some type of medical need. Whatever it is to get healthy, stay healthy, whatever it is. God says that his favor removes those things so that you can live. God says that we call those miracles, but he calls it favor. He says that's the increase of life. God says that when we begin to pray, we're praying for people who have diabetes. We're praying for people who have different diseases, various diseases, that God will deliver them and God will bless them. And God says that he will take away that. He says he will diminish if we believe. We have to believe in God. We have to begin to anoint. We have to begin to lay hands, and everybody can't lay their hands on people because God didn't authorize that. But God says that when we pray, when we get on this ministry and pray, God says visually within our minds, when we're praying for specific things, and this is going to get very specific, and we're not going to call anyone's name because we want to keep it very confidential, but when we start praying for those spirits of diabetes or praying for those spirits of high blood pressure, we're going to extend our hands. God says that's the anointing of God. When God authorizes us to extend our hands, God says that we are increasing lives through his word right on this ministry. Isn't that ironic? He says you're not even in front of the person. The person's not even with you. He says, but in your mind, you have that person in your mind. And when you are authorized by God to extend your hand and pray for whoever that family member is, when God gives you that power to begin to pray for whoever that is or that friend, he says it's just like you're standing in front of them. Amen. He said, because the word of God is what heals people. It's not our hands. He said it's the word of God, and it's the belief. He said it's the power of God. Amen. So that's an increase of life. Then God talks about, when he talks about space, he says an increase. He says of material things that causes us to live a comfortable life. He talks about financial increases of your wants and your needs. He says, but with the financial increases in the kingdom of God, he says, we have to promise that we're going to give back unto God. And what God means by that, he says that there are people out there, because God is going to give a huge increase. He says there are people out there who are homeless. He says there are people out there who are experiencing medical issues. There are people out there who need a touching hand, who needs help. There are people out there. And it's not saying that you just go to different places and just hand people things. It's not saying that. God says there's a process and procedure. He says you give the 10%. He says you give to the ministries. He said you feed the hungry. He says you clothe the naked. He says you give drink to those who are thirsty. That's part of increasing your territory, because God has blessed you with the resources. When Jesus fed the people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, God says that's the same thing he wants us to do. He says we don't have much, right, according to God, as compared to the kingdom of God. We don't have much. He says, but that we have, we should give, and he will give us the increase. And so God says he's going to increase our territory. He's going to increase your homes. He's going to increase your space of living. He's going to increase your purse. He's going to increase your pocketbook. He's going to increase what you have on earth. He says, and the only reason why he's increasing it is because you are giving back to the kingdom of God. And God says that when we receive this increase, we're going to be tempted to want to just go and splurge and buy and do and get whatever we want, because God has given the increase, because we've been faithful. But God says be disciplined with whatever he gives you. He says be disciplined. He says and give back unto him. He says take care of yourself, and he says look good, but be disciplined. Don't just spend because you have, right? And then when we talk about increase, we're speaking, when we talk about increase, we're speaking about a physical place on earth. I want you to write the word earth. Write the word earth. And Earth has an acronym that God is going to explain unto us. Eternal. The E is eternal. And that includes life. God says that includes wealth, kingdom wealth. That includes understanding. And most of all, he said it includes heaven. God says the A is for angels. He says angels are always on assignment. He says whatever you ask, it shall be given according to his will. The R is for respect. God says always respect the work of God. Always respect the kingdom of God. Always respect each other. He says no matter how God elevates us, no matter how he lifts us up in these high places, he says always respect every person, he says. And at some point, he says, reach down and bring them up with you. Because you're going to have the opportunity. We're going to have the opportunity to receive the increase in so many ways. And God says, when you make it, he says, put your arm out and you help people up. Continuously help people up. And it doesn't matter who they are. God says we are to love each and every person. Okay? Then God says the T stands for three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. God says with these three, you can never go wrong. Wherever you go in these places, because you're going to need to take the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And what we're talking about is the Word of God. We're speaking about the character of God, humility. And we're speaking about what God has placed in you, the anointing. God says you have to take it with you wherever you go. Because what's going to happen is your whole circle is going to change. You're going to be in places that you've never imagined, and you haven't had practice in these places because God has elevated you, he's increased you. And so God says, always take the three with you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? And so with this increase, God says, it's going to be so different. It's a whole new playing field because God wants to receive the glory. He wants people from all over to see his children. He wants people to see his ministry. God likens this unto a mother and father. And he says when they have a new baby, they want to show off their baby with pictures and things of that nature. Well, God wants to show off his children who speaks for him, his children who magnifies him. And so God is going to place us in some very high places, platforms, different areas that we've never been. And God says in those places, we have to take the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And these are places, God says, that's in the will of God. These are not just places that God is going to just random places. It's very strategic. And so we have to show people the type of God we serve. He says because our lives continuously teach people about who he is. And so God says the reason why we have the opportunity to be in such high places and go so many places and our territory increases and God builds these immaculate things on earth so that his ministry can go forth, he said, is because he wants people to know who he is. And the only way that some people are introduced to God is through us. As I said before, 2 or 3 days ago, we are the teachers. Our behaviors are the teachers, how we treat our brothers and sisters. And we're not talking about our biological as well, but our brothers and sisters, the people we work with, the people that we deal with in business, how we treat people. We're teaching people how or who we serve and who our Father is, because Jesus is our Father. And so we're teaching people. So God says we always have to have the Holy Spirit with us. Amen? Amen. And then God says, so that's the T. So the H stands for help. God says he is a very present help. Very present help. God says any time that we need help, whether it's spiritual, he says, or if you're in this phase right now where you're getting ready to break into your breakthrough of increase, and you've had to put your fists together and you have to let some things go that really hurt. God says he's a very present help. He's there. Put your hand on your chest. God says when you feel depressed, you feel like giving up, God says put your hand on your chest. He's right there. If there's some situations you've had to walk away from and you really wanted to be in that situation or that relationship or whatever and you had to walk away, God says put your hand on your chest. He's right there. He says he's going to fill that void. And he's not a substitute. God said he's not a substitute. He's not your side man. He says he's your father. And he wants to be in your life. And he wants to, wherever you're hurting, God wants to heal. When you cry, God wants to wipe your tears away. When it feels like that he's far away, God says he wants you to put your hand in his chest and know that he's right there with you. When you're struggling, when you're at work, God says he's right there. When you're tired, God says he's your strength. When you feel like giving up, God says that he's your stamina. When you feel depressed, God says he's your center of your joy. And so that's the first phase of the increase, God says. It's a very emotional point. God says for those individuals who are speaking about individuals with health issues and going to the hospitals, being tested for things, God says that this is part of your increase. It's a test, and God says that you must pray. You must continue to pray, and don't lose faith in him. God says that when things happen, it's not to punish you, it's to make you stronger. And so you have to believe that, and you have to receive that. And so this extra space, God says he's going to have to remove some things, he says, so that he can get in that space. He says there's some divisions among my people. He says that he has to get into that space, so some things have to go. And unfortunately, it may be something that's really close to you that must go. And you want to hold on to it, but God says that either you're going to do it willingly or he's going to have to take it from us. And so let's go ahead and do it willingly so that the space, the increase can come. Then God says, we're just revamping here, God says his favor, giving you peace, removing those things from your life that hurt you, removing those things that keep you up at night, removing those things that abuse you. God says he's removing those things out of your life so that he can come in and give you peace. Put your fists together. Many people are still holding on, and they refuse to let go. And I'm telling you this right now because God is breaking yokes as we speak. He says either you're going to let it go or he's going to take it away. So if I were you, I would let it go so that Lord won't have to take it away, because it's going to be much more harder. So God says let it go. If you're angry, keep your fists together. If you're angry with someone, God says, let it go. You're holding on to it. You're still angry with someone from 10 years ago or what they did. You know, if you're not speaking to your parents, if you're not speaking to your family, God says you got to let it go, as he's going to take some things away and he's going to come in and he'll make you unite through some way. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, with this season of increase, because a lot of things are going to happen. But God says that it's bittersweet at the beginning. I'm going to turn this down real quick. God says it's bittersweet at the beginning because you have to let some things go, and that's the hardest part of understanding this increase in breakthroughs, is that you lose things before you gain. Amen? You lose things before you gain. And so the favor of God is upon us. Then God says material things when the increase. Once we get past those things, God says he's going to begin to bless us with the increase, with material things. And God wasn't specific when he said material things, but he shows a big space. He shows a huge building. And he said, what are you going to do in this huge building for my people? And when God brought this revelation, I'm going to be very transparent because we're on here and we're helping each other and we're being very honest. God showed me this vision, and he showed me this huge building, and he says, these are the rooms here, you know. And I was telling someone, every time I walk into this place, every time I walk into my place of work, I think about a mansion. God puts that on my mind. He says, what are you going to do when I give you this space? The first thing I told God, I said, I'm a downsize, Lord. I said, it's just me. I don't need all this space. But God says, it's not just you, because you are overseeing my ministry. There's going to be many. So I'm telling you so that you will know that God, when he asks you, what do you want to do with all of this space? And all of this space may be smaller, it may be larger. When God asks you that question, be specific. Say, Lord, I want my ministry right there. And I want 200 chairs in my theater. Because we're going to be making some spiritual movies. You have to be very specific. And the Lord told me, he said, you know, be specific when God asks you about your space. Be very specific. We're not downsizing. There's no downsizing in the kingdom of God. God says he don't downsize you because when he blesses you, that's how much room you're going to need. And so the answer is, Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Lord, lead and guide me in the right direction so that I can utilize that space to serve the people. Because God says when you're in ministry, he says it's no longer about you. You're no longer alone. He says because he's going to send people who need that service. He says people are hungry for the word. People are thirsty. He says, and you have the word of God, and that's what people need. He says, and so he's preparing, and he says, when I prepare this place, he says, you're going to have to be ready to speak and say what you want because this is kingdom work. You are the overseer, so therefore you're going to need this space. We're not downsizing. And so I'm constantly thinking about that. So that's the material part. God says it's space. It could be space. God says it could be anything that has to do with vehicles. It could be anything that has to do with homes or financial things, material things. You know what material things are. God says he's going to give you the increase. And as I said before, I'm just telling you because God started on me first. I'm telling you so you'll know when God comes to you and says, I want to increase your territory, accept it and say, Lord, this is exactly how I want it right here. Tell our Lord and Savior, and I guarantee you, the Lord will provide. Now, I gave you an acronym entitled Earth. I said eternal. God says that once, when he give the increase, he says, we're working on eternal life. He says, lay not your treasures down here on earth, but lay them in heaven. That's why we're doing kingdom work. Notice that God said kingdom work. What are you going to do kingdomly in this much space? God says he give us eternal life, eternal wealth, understanding, and we will have eternal life in heaven, but we have to be doing kingdom work here on earth so that we can lay all of our treasures in heaven. Then God says angels. He says angels are always with you. He says ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find. He says there's an angel always watching over you, and the angel is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Then God says our respect. He says it's very important because God is going to be sending us to places. We're going to be meeting people, people that we never met before, people that we probably shouldn't even be meeting and probably don't deserve to meet. But God says because we're doing his work and because he has prepared us to sit before great men and women, he says we are to always be respectful and to magnify and edify who he is because we are images of God. And that sometimes, as I said before, that's the only word of God that people receive is how we treat them. Then God says the big threes. He says the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is always with you. Take them wherever you go, whatever platform you go on, whether it's spiritual or whether you're talking about leadership or what have you. Always take the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I guarantee you, you'll be successful. And then God says help. He's a very present help. Whatever help you need, God says, he's there to give it to you. God wants to be help for us. He wants to be there for us. He wants to fill those voids. He wants to be first in our life. He wants to be the last person whom we think about when we go to bed. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants to do that, and we need to allow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be that. Okay? Then I asked you to place new life, right, on the other side of this piece of paper. When we talk about a brand new life, God says that any time that we experience the grace of God, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away. God says that he doesn't want us to look back. He says, do not look back. Do not look back. Matter of fact, God just says, look forward. God says, look forward. Look forward for what is to come. He says, because you're on the right journey, you're walking in the will of God. And if you're looking forward, you're not going to miss any of those opportunities and blessings that God has along the way. Then God says with the new life, he says you're going to have new connections. He says you're going to take some of your connections, and then God says some of your connections you're going to lose because you need space. You have outgrown. And it's not that you're being antisocial or anything. It's just you're outgrown some of the individuals you used to hang with. You just outgrown them, okay? Then God speaks about for new life. He says, you have new life, you have new territory, which means that because you have new life and new territory, he says you have another, you have new challenges. And God says, with all of those challenges that we have, God says, remember the three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and remember that he's a very present help. He says, and once God gives you a new life, he says, there is no man or woman or anyone on earth who can take that away from you. Right? So God says he's given you a new life. He says he's given us an increase. He says, and he wants us to enjoy, and he wants us to live for him. The kingdom of God is at hand. And God says that because the kingdom of God is at hand, that he needs individuals who will go out in the world through his ministry and who will let people know who he is. The reason why, you know, because the question was, Lord, well, who should I say sent me? And it's because God sent us, right? God sent us because he wants to be glorified. He wants to be magnified. God wants to be known. And so God sends his messengers. He sends his prophets. He sends many different individuals out in order to magnify, glorify, and edify who he is. So that's how we're able to stand at these particular places. And God says, by all means, be sure to take respect with you, because sometimes the only Bible that people read is our lives. The only Bible that people read is how we live. That's the only Bible. Okay? It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. God is getting ready to give the increase. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a cliche. It's not make-believe. This is the real deal, Holyfield. God is getting ready to give the increase. This is not a sales pitch. This is not just something that I'm saying because I want you to listen. I do want you to listen, but the ministry is going to go forth regardless because God said it has to go forth. The increase is coming. You're going to see signs and wonders. You're going to see proof that the increase is coming. God says the season is here. He says we're going to have to let go of some things that we really don't want to let go. We're going to have to let it go. And when we let it go, we can't pick it back up. And some of us are still holding on to the past. Some of us are missing out on our blessings because we're mad. We're still angry at many different people for no reason, or maybe for a reason, and we don't want to forgive them. We need to forgive. We have to forgive. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. This is a part that I always ask people, do you want to give your life to Christ? And it's a basic yes or no. It's up to you if you want to give your life to Christ or not. If you give your life to Christ, you will have such a great life. If you don't, God is still watching, still waiting, and he's still hoping that you will come and give your life unto him. God loves us regardless because he is our Father. It doesn't matter what you believe in. He's still our Father. And God says he still loves his children no matter what. If you look at the presidential election, what's going on, God says he still loves every president-elect no matter what they do because those are his children. No matter what we do, God still loves us. No matter what we think, God still loves us. He don't abandon us. God loves us. Okay? So please, 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 continue to pray unto God. Continue to just believe and trust in God, because God is able to do everything. He's able to do everything, okay? All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA, LOVE, or ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. That's ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. Please be sure to let your friends and family know that the Africa Love Show is live and well. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone in the entertainment field, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. So please be sure to email me once again at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please continue to pray for all of your family members and pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. When you pray for all of your family members, please be sure to pray for them one by one. Call them by name. Whatever they need healing of, be sure to pray to God and be specific and ask that it be in the will of God that they be healed. Amen. And then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. As you can see, many things is happening in the world. Some of our youth are still being killed. People are just going wild and fighting each other. They're angry. There are many different things that we could pray for that's going on in the world. Let's pray for our presidential nominees, no matter if they're Democrat or Republican, whatever they are, undecided, whatever it is. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for each person in these cities and states. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for the best candidate to take the post. Let's just pray one for another. And if we pray one for another, this will be a better world. Amen? Amen. Be sure to grab your calendars right now. Grab your calendars. Oh, my goodness. The only thing I'm going to announce right now is the events happening this weekend, and then I will go on from there. There are so many events. Get your pencil and paper. Pencil and paper. Ladies and gentlemen, pencil and paper. All right. There is an event at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bellmead, Texas, off of Hogan Lane in Wheeler. The St. Paul Lutheran Church, there is a Bellmead community event. These individuals work tirelessly at these particular schools, working with our children, working with our staff, working within the communities to help all of our students. So be sure to go out and support this community event at 10 o'clock in Bellmead, Texas. 10 o'clock in Bellmead, Texas. If you get there at 9, you can help set up and things of that nature. But it starts at 10 a.m. at St. Paul Lutheran Church. Be sure to go there. They're going to have face painting. They're going to have popcorn. Everything's free. It's going to be like a festival. You're going to enjoy it. Bring your kids out. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be at a great place. You'll get to see our school, like not get to go in our school, but you'll just see the building, you know, especially if you're visiting. You know, if you have cousins that's coming from out of town, this will be a great place to take them, you know, because some schools from out of town, they're on spring break now. And so if you have extra kiddos at the house who's coming to see your kids or your cousins or whomever, bring them to the church. Enjoy the face painting. It's a free event. You don't have to pay for anything, you know. Like, you would have to pay for something if you took them out to eat or took. You don't have to pay for anything. It's free, okay? It's free, and it's at a church, and it's at the St. Paul Lutheran Church, and these are the actual individuals who work within the school with the kids, all right? Okay, that's the first event. The second event, Sister Kim Burrell is having an event as well, okay? Look on her page, and I'm going to also, I need to put that flyer on my page. Look on her page, and she has the flyer. Go to Kim Burrell. Connect with her on Facebook. Look at her page. She has the flyer. That particular event is also on the 19th. And I believe her event, I want to say, starts at 9, if I make no mistake. All right? But be sure to go to Sister Kim Burrell's page. You know that she's a gospel artist. Sister Kim Burrell, love. She's a gospel artist. Be sure to go to her page, support her ministry. You remember her from on television. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., okay? And it's the King and I. Okay, it's the King and I, a day of empowerment. They're going to have a fashion show and an awakening word on the 19th from 10 a.m. to 2. The ticket prices are $40 per person at the Heights Villa. And so please be sure to support Sister Kim Burrell, especially if you're in the Houston area. If you're in the Waco area and you want to go to a nice event, please go join Sister Kim Burrell. If you're anywhere close to, if you're anywhere close to like Huntsville or anything like that, or, you know, Prairie View, then please support my sister Kim Burrell, her Day of Empowerment. She has a special deal for young ladies 13 to 18. It's $20 per person. I wonder if I could be 18 just for that day. I don't know. I'm just kidding. So be sure to support Sister Kim Burrell with that. There's another event going on at the Tabernacle. They're going to have some ladies speaking, women of God speaking. It's going to be a great event. I'm going to try to make some of that event as well. And then, of course, I have to go to a convention here for a delegate. So I will be busy on Saturday, God's will. Amen. Praise God. So be sure to attend one of those events. And then afterwards, God's will, when I come back on the ministry on Saturday, God's will, Saturday night with some gospel music, then I will let you in on what's coming up. But I wanted to make sure you had all of that information about this Saturday, because so much is going on. So be sure to support one of those events. Amen? Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, go ahead and log on to alfreda.hubpages.com. That will be alfreda.hubpages.com. When you get there, you will see Sister Hillary Clinton, and it says Miss Clinton or Mr. Trump. And you will see many other articles. Please be sure to check out these articles, because these are some great articles, and we're writing about celebrities and fashion and things of that nature. So please be sure to check out these particular articles. All right? All right. If you want to make comments, please be sure to do so. All right. Now we're going to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. You're going to hear some music. I always say this, but you are. You're going to hear some music. Okay, here's the home page. We have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, who's welcoming us on this page, as well as Minister LaShawn McLemore. These are two gospel artists. Please be sure to check out their websites as well as their music. Sister Eddie Ruth is interested in film, and Sister McLemore is interested in ministry and gospel as well. So they're both interested in gospel. Sister Eddie Ruth is interested in film as well, and Sister McLemore is interested in ministry. So please be sure to check that out. If you click on Love Radio, you will see that we're live. It's always good to be alive, amen? Praise God. We're live, okay? If you want to enjoy some of the shows, all you have to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom. And I want to welcome the newcomers here. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you click on the numbers, and you look at the different titles of the ministries. We've had actors, actress, we've had gospel artists, we've had Praying with Love and Power, we've had ministries, we have preachers on here. I mean, we've had some everybody on here, so you definitely want to come and enjoy this. So please be sure to connect with me here. If you want to follow and receive updates, you can. You can click on the follow button, and you will follow this ministry and receive an email. It's perfectly free. All of it's free. Of course, here is our newsletter, thestellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to check out that page. That's our new gospel website. Then the AfreeLoveShow.com, that's the hub for everything. As you can see, on the 17th, we're going to have the Beard Sisters on. Let's see. Yeah, on the 17th, I'm going to have to confirm that time. But we're going to also have two of the actors from Saints and Sinners. So we're going to have a double portion. We're going to have a double show on tomorrow. Wow. We're going to have a double show, and it's going to start at 4 o'clock. So I'm going to be booking it. It's going to start at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to interview those two individuals, okay, around 4 o'clock, all right? And then we're going to have the Beard Sisters as well, all right? So I want to thank you all for that. So be sure to check that out. I need to confirm some times. also, let's look on here. I already said that we have a Bellmead community event Saturday on the 19th at 10 o'clock p.m. A.M. St. Paul's Lutheran Church. That's 10 o'clock a.m. TV shows to watch. You have Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary Mary's on Thursdays, and the Joe Carmichael Show on Sundays. We're still working on the Marcy Gerald story, making that into a movie. TV media, please email me about news or shows or interviews or events at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Speaking opportunities, I'll be speaking in many different places. We want to still congratulate Virtue for hitting number 3 on the Billboard. If you need a speaker, then here's my bio. Please let me know if you need a speaker. I would love to come to your venue and speak. I speak on education, religion, community, motivation, and things of that nature. My interview here was with the Hispanic Chamber. Check that out. And, of course, the school tutorial site just changed it to thestellargospelmusic.com. Let's go ahead and go to that site real quick, and let's go over it. Of course, there's the newsletter. Here's some pictures. New gospel music projects in 2016 for March and April. Here are our gospel highlights here. To inform me of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. February shows and March, the Elizabeth Gerald story and Praying with Love. This is our magazine, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. Then, of course, TV shows to watch as well as Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary Mary on Thursdays, and the Carmichael Show on Sundays. And pretty soon on Sunday Gospel, I'm going to add another show from Bounce TV. Congratulations to Empire. Once again, they're still going strong. Then, of course, the top 10 gospel artist billboards. You did hear those the day before. And then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. Here's the AfridaLoveShow.com television with many different clips. And then, of course, there is Dr. Afrida Love. You can Facebook me. You can Instagram me, or you can LinkedIn with me. You advertise your church here. Here's the Greater Mesa Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, with the Dr. Kerry Berkeley as the pastor. You can watch the video. And please be sure, if you're in the Baylor area, South Waco, if you're coming off I-35 from Austin or Dallas, if you're passing by, it doesn't matter who you are, who you represent, please come in and check out our church on Sunday. We start at 10:45. We have some great ushers at the door who usher you in. We have some great ministries. And so please be sure to stop by, tell us how you're in town, and we would really appreciate that. That's the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's right across from Baylor University. You can't miss it. We're on the corner. If you're coming from Austin, we're on the left side. If you're coming from Dallas, we're on the right side. So please be sure to stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where family is more than a word. Okay? Whew. All right, I'm getting excited here. About us, as you know, that I'm a radio host, passionate leader, speaker, teacher, and council member. I want to thank whoever nominated me for a delegate. Thank you so much, because I'm really interested in our youth all over Texas and surrounding areas and different programs. But anyway, speaking of programs, theafridaloveshow.com, here's some interview samples. If you decide to come on the ministry, please listen to these interview samples, because this is the general format of the shows. If you want to contact me, of course, here's my contact information. Services, we have books, we have speaking services and things of that nature that we're going to update, church events around the world. As you all know, April 9th, Mr. David Mann is coming to Waco. That's Sister Tamala Mann's husband. He will be in Waco. He is funny. As I said before, I've heard him. I mean, he's just excellent. I was supposed to be taking pictures, and I couldn't hardly take pictures because I was so busy laughing. Many of you know him. It's Mr. Leroy Brown off the Tyler Perry Show. And you know Tyler Perry shows are just too funny. And so Mr. Brown and Cora, which is Ms. Tamala Mann, was on there. All right, Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016. That's in Dallas, Texas, at Friendship West Baptist Church. Now, I know what you're thinking. These two events are on the same day. I understand. But the doors open for this event, and the show begins at 4. Keep in mind that in Waco, at 7 p.m., we will begin to have the comedy show. And you always know that somebody's going to open up for the comedy show. And, you know, Mr. Mann may not hit the stage till about 7:30, 7:45, something like that, because they have so many openers, right? And so if you leave this particular concert, say, for instance, this concert, I'm just going to say,
It'll probably be over. Let's see how many. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This concert will probably be over by 7. By 7 o'clock. Well, guess what? The man show started at 7. So that means that you might want to leave like by 6, maybe. You'll be a little late to this show, but you won't. I guarantee you, you won't miss Mr. David Mann, because he'll probably be the last one in the lineup. Okay? You have to think strategically. All right? Okay. Let's go back to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. All right. So about the venue, you know that this is an international radio station. Upcoming events, you know that we're working on the script for Marcy Gerald. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, AfreeToLove, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. So please be sure to email me. Location and contact, please send a comment here. And my contact is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry, here are the gospel artists in the industry. Please support their music. Here are some links that you can go to. Okay. Also, let's see here. Yeah, here are some links. What else do we have here? The spiritual guide. Click on the spiritual guide, please. Here's the spiritual guide right here. Oh, my gosh, there's only 12 left in stock. 12 guides. So that means somebody bought one yesterday. There's 12 guides left in stock. Please be sure to get your guides, okay? It's more on the way, but be sure to get your guides. All right? Spiritual guide on the go. Meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. That's her bio and her music as well. Meet radio host Dr. Love. It's my bio and things that I speak on. Love's Author Corner. These are some books here that you might be interested in. Health and Human Performance. Be sure that you're working out and moving. Entertainment and Television. Please support these entertainers that's on television. Let's see. We want to keep Sweet Pies Corporation in our prayers. Be sure to keep them in your prayers. Okay, some R&B artists. There's some R&B artists. All right. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. That's her particular website and her music. And then here's some community engagement, and we're going to add more pictures. I thank each and every one of you so much for tuning in to the Afrita Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I just want to thank you guys for listening. Your listening support. Continue to let your friends and family know that we're in full effect. Continue to just be, you know, continue to just put God first, you know, and continue to understand that God loves each and every one of us. Get ready for the increase. You're going to have to lose something because God wants to fill that space. Get ready for the increase. Start planning. When God comes to you in a revelation or a vision and asks you, what do you want to do with this space? Be very specific. Whatever you want to do with that space, be very specific and say, Lord, only if it's in your will. Okay? All right, on Tomorrow God's Will, you know that I'm going to have some actors on here from Saints and Sinners, and you also know that I'm going to have some gospel artists. We're going to have a double show, and so that's going to be exciting. I have to confirm a couple of times, but we're going to have a double show on Tomorrow God's Will. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Arita. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.